it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys want to have this conversation now or later? Because I'm in a great mood. I'm going to tell you guys about the first Chiefs game that I've been to in like 5 years. I had a great time, went out after the game. I'm thrilled. So I'm in a fantastic mood. I know the text, why are you being negative? I just want to know if you guys are ready to have the Harrison Butker conversation. Now you guys want to wait. Because I'm open to doing whatever you guys want to do when it comes to Harrison Butker. You know what I've determined? In my business, they call them staples. Like, they're features, you know? Like, when we run a promo because we tell you guys, so if you're listening to Fesco's show or you're listening at night or you're listening to something else, hey, Patrick Mahomes is going to be on the show Wednesday at 3:15. So in hopes that when you're in your car at 3 o'clock, you think to yourself, oh, wait, Patrick Mahomes is going to be on the show. So then you run to the radio to turn it on. That's what keeps Rob and I employed. You know, Mitch Holthus comes on every Monday at 4 o'clock. That's really important. It's one of our more popular segments. So it's important that you know when it is. Maybe we need to start scheduling every week Harrison Butker time. Now, I don't want to schedule Harrison Butker time every single week. And I'm just going to go out on a limb and I'm going to guess that not too many other cities have scheduled time to talk about their kicker. But maybe that's what we need to do and just leave it to that one designated spot every single week. Now, I would love to not have these conversations. And the beautiful thing about any staple is you can cancel it. We used to do Therapy Thursday. We don't do it anymore. We used to have Pick a Player. We don't do it anymore. So maybe we just need a standing appointment for time to talk about Harrison Butker. And then when it's no longer needed, we'll just move on. I'm open for that. 913-586-7965. I guess a quick Harrison Butker thought. Very quick. I just don't know what to do or I don't know what to say about it because nothing is changing. It feels like complaining for the sake of complaining. Now, I don't have any problem with complaining. In fact, it's actually one of my favorite things to do. I get paid professionally. I'm a professional complainer. Complain dot. I love it. But I don't really know what to do with the frustration when it comes to Harrison Butker. I mean, yes, every week we have another miss or another mistake or something happens from Harrison Butker. The Chiefs aren't bringing anybody in to work out, and he's 100% going to be on the team. I don't know what to do in that scenario. I don't have it in me to just come on here and just be mad for the sake of being mad. Not when it's still beautiful outside. Not when the weather's so crispy. Not when the Chiefs just played one of their better games in the last 2-3 years. So I don't have it in me. I don't know what to say about Harrison Butker. I mean, it's unfortunate. I wish that he would stop. I wish that he would start making all of the kicks that he's supposed to make. But I don't know if that's the case right now. Maybe he's just in a little bit of a rut. I mean, everybody has a bad day. Everybody's a little bit down. You're allowed to be down. You're allowed to have a slump. But I don't know what to do with the Harrison Butker conversation. I don't have any new thoughts on Harrison Butker more than I've had. They can't cut him. They're not getting rid of him. He's been very reliable in the postseason, so they're going to ride it out and see if the things correct themselves. But I feel like we're all very stuck right now on what to do with their kicker.
I agree, but let me ask you this. Do you think their worry level has changed? Like, do you think we get a Nick Jacobs or a Pete Sweeney or a Nate Taylor tweet sometime this week that says something like, Chiefs are trying out blank kicker. He came in for a workout just for the sake of coming in for a workout. Do you think that happens this week? And I know that you're tired of having these conversations. Has your fear meter, has your worry meter changed at all with Harrison Butker?
It's the exact same. I have felt the exact same way about Harrison Butker for 3 weeks. You can go back and check the audio. You can check the tape. My stance on Harrison Butker, it hasn't changed. It's the same. I don't know what else to say or do about this. I think we all agree if Harrison Butker was a normal kicker, then we'd be having the conversation about them potentially bringing somebody in. They're not bringing somebody in. They're not doing anything. This is who you got for the kicker. So they have one choice. Make it better. Make it work.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's it. You went to the teacher and asked to do your group assignment with somebody else. She said, no, this is who you've been paired with. Go get an A. I feel stuck. I would love to complain about Harrison Butker. I'd love for them to bring somebody in, at least put a little scare into him. At least let him show up to work one day and watch some 25-year-old kicker kick field goals. I mean, we promote competition at every other position on the field. If this was a running back that fumbled 3 straight weeks, we'd be advocating for them to bring somebody in on a workout. If this was a corner that couldn't catch, that's what we'd be advocating for. But I don't know what you do with Harrison Butker other than hope, pray. That's where I am. I don't know what else to say. I don't have any other commentary about Harrison Butker. This is who you got. This is it. This is what you got. Make it work. That's what it is. Can they trade for Cairo Santos? No. There's no question related to kicker that you guys can ask that does not end with Harrison Butker is the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. You can ask any scenario. They're not bringing somebody in. They're not trading for anybody. They're not cutting them. This is who they got. So Dave Tobe, coach him up. Here, coach him up. This is what you got. Make it work. They can't do this every week. We all know that. They cannot do this every week.
You say they can't, and I don't disagree, but they have been. It's been 6 weeks. We have made it through the entire Rashee Rice suspension. You know how long we talked in the offseason about Rashee Rice suspension? It was days, weeks, months of content we talked about it. We have now made it through the wilderness of the Rice suspension. And you know what we've had in all 6 weeks? A Butker mistake. There's been a missed extra point, a missed field goal, kicking the ball out of bounds. Like, I agree with you. They're stuck because of his contract, and we can have a conversation about if that contract is good or bad now because it looks real bad, but you're not even – you, the Chiefs, Brett Veach, Clark Hunt, no one is entertaining. Hey, let's just get a guy in here, and let's just stick him on the practice squad as a failsafe because you can't – there is absolutely no reason that – I assume Fesco did it. I assume Cody and Gold did it, and we do it every week. There's no reason the kicker should come up. None.
Unless he
made 6 straight game winners, which he hasn't.
I mean, I hear you. I don't know what to tell you. I'm with you. The top text, who cares? Okay, all right. We can move on. Guy misses every week. Guy just seems important. Someone on the text line says, let me find this out. Text line 913-586-7965. Chris Jones was doing nothing for the first 5 games of the season. He seemed to figure it out. Butker will also figure it out. He missed the one, but the rest were money. Seems like a mental block. If that's the stance that we have is that we've accepted that he's going to go 4 or 5 from the field and he's going to miss extra points and miss field goals and not be as reliable from 50 yards out anymore. Okay. I mean, I'm not here to argue with anybody today. I'm really not. We're all on the same page today. I've just accepted this is who Harrison Butker is. That's why we're going to start now at 2:30 every Monday. We're just going to have Harrison Butker time, and we're going to talk about the miss of the week. That's what we're going to have.
Except for some Tuesdays. There will be a couple Tuesdays at 2:30.
You know how I was on the Kiss cam? They should have the miss cam. That's what they should have. And just show a picture of him. That's what it is. So, I mean, hey, if you guys aren't worried about it, I'm not worried about it. Again, I'm really not here to argue today. We are all on the same side. I want you to know that we are all working together today, and I'm ready to move on. Who cares about the kicker? I don't care. That's perfectly fine.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.